Dumela, and welcome to African Woman Arise on this cloudy Saturday morning in Johannesburg. And I think the weather really reflects the mood. It reflects the mood of the week that was, a week that has been filled with much sorrow, a week where I've heard of so many losses due to the COVID virus. Earlier in the week, I heard about the loss of Ndate Jonas Gwangwa, a musician. If you're listening to this from overseas, I know you guys in Switzerland would not know him, but he's a really incredible man with a real gift for music. I then heard in the latter part of the week about the passing of Mess Sibongile Khumalo, a real muso. music lived in her heart and in her mind and in her soul and in her spirit. And she too has left us for non-COVID related reasons. And just this afternoon, I heard about a friend who we used to fellowship with in my old church, Mbumi Mbasa. And he passed away from COVID at a very young age. And so it's been a tough week. It's been one of those weeks that is reflected in the weather. Cold, dark, and somber. And so, on that note, it's interesting that the conversation we're going to be having today is about emotions. How indescribably apt. Can we trust our emotions? Whatever happens in the world, this passage that we'll be looking at today has been one that I have leaned on the most. And in fact, while I was still dating my husband, I had it inscribed on one of those dog collars, you know, men who are kind of at war. You see them in the movies wearing a silver kind of a chain, and there's an inscription from a loved one. So I inscribed this passage for my husband, and it's been written on my heart. And I'll be reading it for you. And read with me. Turn to 2 Corinthians 4:16, if you will. And if you need to Google it, do that quickly. That is 2 Corinthians 4 verse 16. And it reads as such. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly, we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. You know, there are many places we can choose to go at this very difficult time. But my inclination is to go to God's Word because it is our anchor. If we don't go to God's Word, where else do we go? This passage says, we will have trouble in this world, verse 17. Not if, but we will have trouble. I'm so grateful to God that He has not hidden this from us. I'm so grateful that He's not tricked us into thinking this world is bliss, particularly after Genesis 3, after the fall. I'm so grateful that He's not kind of surprised us with this news as we experience life. I'm just grateful that He's a loving and kind God who has revealed this to us. And because of trouble, we fix our eyes on Jesus. Not what is seen, not what is temporary. And what are the temporary things? For me, my career is temporary. Our house, us. Difficult as it is to acknowledge it, is temporary. COVID is temporary, just like the Spanish flu was temporary, just like many diseases of the past, smallpox and polio and all those. My constant weight gain is temporary. One day there will be no weight gain to worry about. And even this podcast, dear friends, is temporary. And importantly, my emotions are temporary. My emotions are important. My emotions are valid. My emotions matter, but they are temporary. This gives me day-to-day perspective. To be honest, in my life, there are times when I have made my emotions permanent, where I've based my decisions on my emotions. An example is when I left a job in 2012 because, verse 16, I lost heart. I did not realize that the terrible and difficult situation at work was, as verse 17 says, a light and momentary trouble. I didn't realize that God could have used this terrible situation at work for my eternal glory and for His eternal glory that far outweighs them all. I did not fix my eyes on Jesus, simply put. I fixed my eyes on what is seen. My boss and the lady who created the atmosphere of toxicity, there's no other way to put it, in the company, it really made it tough for me. It was basically constructive dismissal. But I wish I had had the perspective of this passage at that time. And more importantly, because I knew the passage, I wish I had asked God's help to help me to apply it in that situation. Maybe I would have stayed, or maybe I still would have left, but I would have seen that situation as temporary. And that's the point. I'm not saying we must stay in difficult situations, relationships, absolutely not. I'm not saying we must stay in toxic situations at work, absolutely not. But I'm saying whatever we decide to do, we need to adopt the perspective that all these things are temporary. All these things are things that do not remain for eternity. And this is how I would like to end today's conversation. Our emotions are valid. Our experiences are valid. However, they're temporary. Our emotions are gauges, not guides. They're meant to report to you, not dictate to you. They're meant to signal, not direct you. Like a sign on the way to Pretoria, it says stop. You're feeling fearful. You're feeling anger. You're feeling anxiety. They're designed by God to signal us to stop, to be cautious, because there's some underlying emotions or some underlying situations that we need to pause and figure out before we proceed. The go we always get from God's word and God's wisdom. Now, I'd like you to remember that all our emotions have been affected by the fall of Genesis 3. That's part of the reason why they can only be gauges and not guides. The world would like to convince us otherwise. But we have a choice. We have a choice. And so, what does it mean as I reflect and as I think about the pain that I'm feeling? My pain is a signal for me to pause. And so I'll be using maybe 2 hours this afternoon just to stop and allow myself to feel the anxiety of the losses of this week. Allow myself to feel the pain and acknowledge my pain before the Lord, admit my pain before the Lord, and say, Lord, what must I do with this? What must I do with it? And then allow God's word to give me perspective that this world and its suffering and its pain is temporary. And therefore, friends, continue we must, because if we are listening to this, it is not yet our time. And praise God for that. Praise God. Oh, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. He is our Alpha and Omega. He was there at the beginning, and He will be there at the end to receive us when He determines to call us into His wonderful presence, as He has called some of our friends this week. Thank you, and I look forward to February, where we will be celebrating African History Month. In this month of February, we'll be looking at different figures in African history and today, and really peeling back their personalities and their contributions to our lives and their contributions to the continent and to the world. And so I hope I've piqued your curiosity. Join us as we look at a different African figure for the month of February. And on the 14th of February, we'll have a special edition of African Woman Arise on love. So tune in. I look forward to chatting to you. And God bless you and keep you. Ke a leboga.